Welkom in de Bonsai Club. Elke zondag tussen 7 en 8. Welkom allemaal luisteraars in de Bonsai Club. En u kunt het niet zien omdat u ons alleen maar hoort. Maar wij zijn hier wederom met een aantal muzikanten. En in ons midden hebben we Abir El Abed. Welkom. I hope I pronounce your name well.
Yeah, it was actually well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
En verder hebben wij de muzikanten van de Mediterranean Iranian Sounds. En in de studio hebben we wederom Mohamed Ahadaf. En Avishai Darash voor de piano. En Francesco Buongiorno.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, everybody. And I think it's so nice that you are here, because last night was really late for you in Podio Mosaic. And you played there, all of you, with some more musicians. And Abir, you did the singing part.
Yes.
You were singing so nice.
Thank you so much.
It was a really good performance. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you so much.
Well, the studio is open, so we can just play a bit with the music. So Mo, can you tell us what we will do, the first song or the first music play?
Okay, in het Nederlands, hè?
Ja.
Goedenavond.
Kan ook in het Nederlands, kan ook in het Arabisch. We kunnen alles doen.
Vandaag we gaan echt een belevenis voor de luisteraars maken. We gaan de eerste lied heet Shehlet Layani.
Ja, en wat betekent dat?
Shehlet Layani is iemand die heeft mij echt gek gemaakt.
Oké, goed.
Ik bedoel, gek gemaakt, niet echt gek, maar in de liefde.
Oh, nou ja, het is altijd wel goed om gek te worden in de liefde.
Ja. Dus dat is hem en dan gaan we verder.
Ja, oké. Gaan we, ja, ik denk dat we dan kunnen starten, toch?
Ja.
Kijk,
I'm
Wow, dat was echt heel erg mooi. Dank jullie wel. Wordt hier geklapt?
Yes.
Zo, Mo.
Ja.
Wie heeft jou helemaal gek gemaakt in de liefde, joh? Dat er zo'n mooi lied uitkomt.
Ja. Mag ik ook daarover hebben? Nee.
Nee,
ik wil
niet echt.
Daarover
nee,
hebben, maar
nee.
Het is heel gewoon, goed. Ja.
Maar soms doen leuk. Vrouwen dat, hè?
Ja, ja, maar het is toch leuk. De pijn van de liefde is ook leuk, gezond, denk ik.
Ja, dat hoort er ook bij.
Het leven.
Laat je zien dat je, ja. dat je mens
als
je, bent.
Ja, als jij niet van mij iemand houdt, dan ben je dood.
Dan ben je... Klopt, klopt. En houden van kan de consequentie hebben dat je, ja. dat je soms...
We leven nog. Er zijn ja. leuke dingen in het leven. Er zijn ook minder leuke dingen in het leven. Qua ook liefde. Je houdt van iemand die echt uit je hart, uit je ziel.
Ja.
En dan je hart wordt gebroken. En dan je moet je verder.
Ja.
Maar die pijn door als artiest of schrijver of kunstenaar of composer. Ja. Dan door de pijn, ik praat over mezelf. Door de ja. pijn krijg ik zoveel
inspiratie.
Inspiratie.
Ja.
Dan mijn pijn is, wordt gewoon op de muziek
wordt weer mooi.
Vertaald,
ja.
zeg maar.
Ja,
toch
weer mooi.
Ja. Ja, ja, zeker. We vertalen eigenlijk onze emoties naar de muziek. Sommige woorden zijn heel beperkt. Of uitdrukkingen zijn heel beperkt. In verband met wat wij voelen als mensen. En muziek heeft de kracht om met vertaling te creëren tussen ons en onze emoties.
Ja,
absoluut.
En now I'm going further with Abir. I talk English.
Yeah. We gaan haar helpen met de vertaling.
Ja,
okay.
ja, dus er zal soms een beetje Arabisch gepraat worden om het even goed vertaald te krijgen. So, Abir, you grow up in Tanger.
Yes, in you, Tangier.
Yeah, Tangier, yeah.
Yeah.
How was it as a child to grow up over there? What is it like? I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so you have to visit Tangier, actually.
Yes,
welcome.
Thank you.
it's a lovely city with many cultures, because
yes.
in Tangier they had many cultures, like Spanish cultural, French cultural, and also Middle East, and many, and Jewish, Moroccan music also. So I was inspired by many musics there,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I did the conservatory actually, and
yes,
then
from 9 years already.
Yes,
yeah? Yeah.
And then I learned what is Andalusian music.
Yes.
Yeah, because we are Tangier is in the north of Morocco, so in the north we have traditional music different than like Casablanca and the other cities.
Yeah.
We have and Shabi of the north is our style, like a Shqara style, and also we have Andalusian music maybe more than another
so
countries in Morocco.
You are put a bit in tradition.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes.
But Andalusian music is also influenced again by a lot of music, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because we have many connection with Spain, and then I try to mix the Andalusian music with the
yeah.
flamenco music, and also Mediterranean music.
Yes, so actually from when you were young you got all the influences of,
yes.
Of the traditional and in the traditional of the other ones.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Okay, and how was it for you to be on the conservatorium for when you were 9? It was like very little.
Yes, and it was actually the idea of my brother.
Yes.
Because he's a wood player too.
Yes,
so
like
he
Mo.
Yeah, he
like
proposed
me.
To me.
Oh,
yeah, like Mohammed. So he proposed to me to be in the conservatory. I was actually
yeah.
young, so I said because I loved I loved singing.
So that became your world.
Yeah.
Actually.
So he was hearing me in the house singing, maybe in my room when I'm alone. So he proposed to go to the conservatory, and I said yes. And then we start to learn. Yeah.
Yeah, nice, Nice. And then you get different instruments over there, or how does
that
go? I
did actually piano, but after that I was focusing in singing and
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's really your thing. So maybe we do another music play in the studio. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. What you
do,
like to do?
Do it.
Longa Maroc.
Longa Maroc.
Yes.
Yes.
Longa Maroc.
Sorry
for my English, guys. Sorry for my English.
Your English is very well.
It's great.
We understand each other.
Of course,
this is
yes.
the point.
We wilden ook zeggen dat als er luisteraars zijn die willen inbellen, dan kan dat op nummer 020-788-4302.
Yes?
Ja.
Echt, ja.
even schuiven met de microfoons. That was beautiful again.
Thank you.
Yes. For people who didn't see the performance, it was really nice yesterday because
thank you.
It looks like you connect with people which are the public.
Yes.
How does that go?
I think that when you do something from heart, the people accept this with love.
Yes.
So maybe they feel that actually when you do something from heart and something, then you believe it.
So, yes. Yes. So you did a lot of songs yesterday.
Yes, we tried to do some traditional songs with a new arrangement with the jazz music, also some Gnawa music, blues music. We tried to do something new.
Yes, but I could, from the reaction of the public, I could notice that there was some tradition in it as well, because they recognized the songs.
Yeah, because they knows the song. Many people was from Morocco yesterday, so they knows many songs. What we did, and they were.
So, but you
dancing.
Did a new twist on it. You did a new twist on it, like a new turn on it.
Yes, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Ah, that was it. What causes it?
Yes.
As well. Yeah. And I saw that first you studied economics, and then you went fully for music.
Yes.
How was that for you to make such a choice?
Yeah, because every day I say that I am in this world for music. This is my real role in my real job.
Yes.
So yeah, maybe economy, I can use it in my career, like like gestion, I don't know.
Yeah, that you don't you're not stupid, like
yes,
you don't let yourself fool around or something.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And but I feel that I'm here for the music and not for the economy or
everything
else.
Was there a moment that you thought like, okay, now it's enough with the study, now I really want to do the music?
Yes.
And what happened then? Like there was something going on and then you thought, well, I'm not going to do this anymore, or...
No, because actually I did all the time. I did music and
both,
studies
both,
and
yeah.
The same time. Both. So after that, it was easy for me to choose music. It's not. It was easy
it was
for
not
me
one
inside.
Moment, but was just like now I'm going that way. There's no other way possible anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy choice. Yeah, I wanted. But after that, it's so difficult to live only with
the
from
security.
The music. Yeah.
So, but now you're here, and sometimes you play in Amsterdam, and sometimes you play in Swiss, and sometimes you play over there.
Exactly.
So you enjoy, and I see also with the performance, I really saw you enjoying.
Yeah.
That you could give the public.
It was the
what
reason
you wanted
that
to
I.
Give.
Yeah, yeah. It was the reason that I chose the music, because I'm always enjoying that with the public and doing many meeting with many people in the world. For me, it's the best thing.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
So I look in the studio, maybe shall we do another music, or because we had the sad song shall we do that one?
Yeah.
Then I move back, because there's a little bit difficulty with that microphone, so that's why I switch over and over.
Okay.
Yes?
Okay. It's okay.
Good. So we are going to install and I will go away. So that Francesco can stand without... Okay?
Okay.
Zo, dat was weer echt prachtig. Mo, kan jij uitleggen waar dat lied over gaat? Of maybe Abir or Avishai?
Het gaat over de moeders, neem ik aan. Ja.
Snap.
Noemt je alleen de ummahat?
Yes, it's about mothers. Yeah, about people. They lose their mothers.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
We hebben gisteren dit gespeeld ook live in Podium Mosaïek. Het thema was gisteren in Podium Mosaïek, Café Marrakesh. Door bedacht door Stichting Marmoussa. En we werken samen nu met Stichting Marmoussa. We doen leuke dingen. En dit is de derde editie van dit jaar of zo. Maar we gaan het vaker doen.
Ja.
En dat was gewoon succes. Gisteren was leuk. Een leuk sfeertje.
Ja.
Toch, Avishai?
Er was ook daarna feest.
Daarna we hebben after the party was het... Het was leuk. Veel mensen bij elkaar gekomen. Marokkaans, niet-Marokkaans. Nederlands, Chinese.
Gewoon,
maar ook Chinese gisteren. Ja, kou. Gisteren waren we... Ja. Het is een beetje raar, ja.
What I would like actually to add... I'm going to do it in English, so we can also have Abir in it. Is that, you know, this Café Marrakech was... this concept that was developed by Marmoussa. Came as an idea to bring basically all the cultures together, you know, because Marrakesh also is such an international and you know, multicultural city that that basically we bring so many different musicians from different backgrounds into one palette, into one musical palette, and we created this program also with the songs from Abir, her original songs, and also traditional songs and different approaches in order to bring. In order to bring, do you hear me better now? In order to bring basically the versatility.
Sorry, I have to laugh because you tell everything.
Yeah, it is well,
But I have to laugh because I'm standing watching you, but I only see a speaker. Sorry for that.
Want het is te veel speakers hier.
I'm standing wrong. Yes.
So you want me to? Okay, because I'm speaking. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I know I look a little bit like a speaker, but it's okay.
It was a bit absurd, sick moment. Sorry for that.
No worries.
But what I want to say is that last time you were here also with Marmoussa.
Yeah.
Exactly. With a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
But then it was for me. It was really an eye opener. That like
the Mare Nostrum, you mean? Yeah, the Mare Nostrum
project. Yeah, that was also organized by Marmoussa.
Exactly.
But for me, it was really an eye opener because it opened a lot of things, like how you can look at things. Like
exactly.
Because we are always a bit rigid in things, but that's not.
But this is also what I have to say, why this collaboration here is working in that sense, is because we're all coming from a traditional standpoint. I mean, Abir, for instance, she comes from, you know, Arabo Andalus, like she comes from that tradition. So she got all of her technique and she got all of her knowledge, the technical craft knowledge of the music through that tradition. Muhammad is same. Muhammad is the same. And I got mine from the classical and the jazz idioms, you know. But
And Francesco,
we have Francesco
of course.
Here that he's actually a graduated classical pianist.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Classical piano, and he's coming from Sicily, so he has also the tradition of Sicily. Yeah. You want to tell a little bit about it? The Mediterranean, But what I'm saying is that the key to create something like this from so many different backgrounds is that we want to go forward.
Yeah, and you want to
backwards.
Yeah, and you want to go. Creating and and enjoying the creation.
Yes.
So we take all these gifts that we got from our upbringing and we bring it into a new melting pot, basically. It's a new melting pot. So so this is also what Marmoussa is busy with, is bringing new material, bringing original stuff out there, not trying to copy or not trying to redo the same that has been done so well.
Yeah. So that gives also a lot of freedom, actually, because if you are with the bagage of a lot of old things, and you can break through that,
exactly,
like you can throw that away, or not throw that away, because you still have it in your mind and in your heart and in your body, because it's you, it's your identity.
Exactly.
But if you then make new things, then it's quite liberation or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's kind of like we got to get in with the times, you know? We got to be with the times of what is happening now.
Yep.
If we constantly look backwards and we also idolize what happened in the past,
yes,
we won't be able to create new paradigms for the future. That will be impossible, actually.
Yes, it's a kind of reprogramming.
Exactly. And how do you create new paradigms? Is if you take traditions that are not expected to be together, to be mixed together, to bring them into one palette, and then you have a new sound.
Yeah, you know? Or new colors, or new
exactly.
life, actually.
Exactly.
So, to do that, you have to meet each other. So, how did you meet?
For this time.
No, for the last performance. How did you meet? Exactly. Like
the
Mediterranean sounds and
We hebben vorige keer ook daarover gesproken over de project Marinestrom inclusief.
Yes.
Het was een succes. Ook precies hetzelfde wat wij gesproken hebben over Mediterranean sound en verschillende muzikanten bij elkaar, verschillende culturen bij elkaar brengen.
Yeah.
Want ik voor gisteren zeg maar, dat was een idee, heb ik samen met Stichting Marmoussa gesproken over het thema Café Marrakesh en over Habir.
Yeah.
Dat was meteen.
But how did you meet?
We know actually each other before. Like I know Mohamed Haddad from Tetouan. He's from the north, also in Morocco.
Yes.
And we know each other from the social media, and we meet each other in Morocco also, and Amsterdam.
Yes.
I know Avishai from another project with the Andalusian Orchestra of Amsterdam, so we did some collaboration together.
Yeah.
And I know Francisco from Mohammed.
That
Visa
gets
for
you.
Music.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's always the music that is like the common ground.
That is living. Like Okay. Yeah. And
the link.
Do you still have some music in you? Because then we can listen to another piece, or maybe I first do the
Lamoni.
If we do that first, I want to do something else. That's for you, Abir.
Yeah.
I will put on the jingle. 1 minute. Yeah.
Okay.
Tunisian
of Nou, sta ik dus hier en ik ga heel even een jingletje aanzetten. En die komt hierin.
Hier is het cadeau.
Echt hard, man. Echt.
So, Abir, when somebody comes in the studio, we also have a present for somebody. So, I hope you like it.
Yes, of course.
So, you can unwrap it and maybe you can share it with the rest of the people.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much. I'm sure that I'm gonna love it.
Yeah, you can unwrap it now. But if you want,
now?
You can also unwrap it at home.
Open it. Everybody wants to know what's this.
It's a present. What you can share.
Maybe you can do it for me. Yeah. Open it for me and then you can discover.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go, guys. I really love this.
You can look at it when you're at home.
I really love it.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Can you describe what it is?
Maybe I need something like this in my room. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It gives like every stone has its own power, and you can place it or you can share it with other people. So it depends what you want, but you can also do it like a little stalletje.
Yeah.
Like you can look at it and just dream away. You like it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very much.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I don't have words, actually. I don't know how to explain my happiness. When I'm happy, I don't know how to explain that.
No,
to
but your face says enough. So
yes, thank you.
Okay. So maybe we go now to do another music?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Let's do it. I will go away because then I'm standing in the way again. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I really like your voice so much.
Thank you.
You have such a
soft,
nice, attractive voice. No, I know.
You can feel something.
But I can say it now.
I know that you don't understand Arabic, but I don't know if you can feel something in the music without understand the lyrics.
Yes, but I don't know exactly what I should feel. But it's like it's coming in, but I don't know which direction, yeah. You know? So maybe you can tell a bit about this song.
Yeah, it is actually a Tunisian song.
Yes.
And it was someone who talk about the jealous people. They ask him to leave a girl, and he explained that I'm in love with this girl, and you are just a jealous people. I want to be with her and I love her, and
yeah.
So,
jealousy is always een van die zondes. Jealousy is always one of the sins.
Yeah,
that we all have it, but you try to avoid it. Yeah. As well, and also in daily life you try to avoid people who have that sometimes. So you moved to Casablanca.
Yes.
Why did you do that? Sorry for asking.
It's for the music, actually, because in Casablanca we have more opportunities to meet people, to meet artists, to make a TV show, and also radios. Everything is in Casablanca. So and 10 years is already far from Casablanca, and also the cultural and anything. So it was necessarily to be there, to be close to the musicians and to the music.
Do you feel more free to make things there?
I don't know. I was free all the time. But maybe I feel like I have more responsibility to be alone, to work, to meet people, to focus on my career.
Yeah, so it's more the focus, which also spreads.
Yes, exactly. But because in Tangier I was with my parents, so I don't think about money, about everything. Yeah, okay, if I sing,
So this is the first time you went out?
Yes, to live alone, It's more responsibility, so I have to find myself. Yeah.
Can I ask you, what was the first pressure you felt? Like, did you feel pressure to get the money, or pressure to feel to feed the music?
It's a difficult question. Money is
a good thing to have.
Is everything in life. If you want to make music, a good music, you have to get money to do it.
Yes.
But I didn't actually choose the music for the money. It's because this is my passion. I love to do this, but now, I have to.
You have to wiggle a bit.
Exactly.
Yep.
So,
but that will do, I think, because within a few years, then you can sing and just do your money from that.
Yeah,
it's always a bit stupid.
It's actually a little bit complicated, I'm vagabond a little bit, so I just live the moment, and then...
Then you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So, actually, I have to ask Francesco a few questions, but he is on the other mic. How did you like yesterday?
Really like it.
Because you had a big drum. Instead of percussion,
a drum set experience. It was it's a little
Was
bit
it for the first time? No, huh?
No. With a beer, yes.
With the big one, because last the one with
yeah, but that was also percussion set.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see
I
that.
I played both percussion and drums. Yeah, it was great. It's a little bit more groovy, a little bit more powerful. And next to me there was a percussion player, so it was very you know, complete. The sound, in my opinion.
What do you mean with complete?
Let's say the groove was really filled with a lot of.
It was a round sound. So
yeah,
every
just
sound
round,
was
a lot of subdivision, really groovy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's.
And I enjoyed the public as well.
Sorry?
The public was responding so nice.
Yes,
so,
yeah, that's true.
They
yes.
were really into.
They could feel
going into the songs and. Yeah, it was a good evening.
Yeah, they give us more energy to do the best for them.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And one more question. Do you have plans to come to Amsterdam to live here or to...
Actually, I hope so. Actually, wow. I hope so. Yeah, it's good. It's going to be a good opportunity for me to meet guys and to focus a little bit about the international music and the world music. Maybe this is what I love. This is what I love. Okay, I'm a Moroccan. I love the Moroccan music. But I wish that I can mix it with another styles in the world and make this music international music.
Yes, so that you can, but you're not attracted to pop, I think.
No. It's only fusion that I want to do in my music. It's to mix every similar musics like traditional Mediterranean music, and then we can maybe create something
new. Because you have such a strong energy when you're on the stage. Where do you get the energy?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually like this all the time. I'm always happy in my life with my friends, with that. Yeah, and when I meet a good public, and I feel they love to me,
so I get responding.
this energy from them. Actually, when the public is active and dynamic, I can feel that, and I can be connected with them.
Yeah, that was also really happening. So now. We're in the studio with like 3 more minutes, so we can do a little bit music from CD, or we can do a little bit music. We go out.
Misschien we kunnen iets proberen hier
te improviseren.
Abir, kort sol.
Okay.
I will say your names again, because you're here for 1 hour, and I want to thank you very much that you come back. And Abir, I want to thank you that you are here.
Thank you so much.
Really
thank
nice.
You to invite us to this lovely program.
Okay.
Okay, and
nice to meet you, especially.
yeah.
Ik wil iedereen bedanken. Ik wil de team van Marmoussa bedanken.
Yes.
We werken keihard met hun. En we willen ook bedanken Francisco Buongiorno, Avishai Darash en Habir. Bedank jou ook. Bedank luisteraars. En ik bedank iedereen.
Ook Said Salghi, Peter Bander en Tomai Diamanti vanuit Marmoussa.
Tomai en Peter. En iedereen. De team. Is het in iedereen in het team?
Ja. Leuk. Zullen we dan die improvisatie doen? Dan gaan we er met... Want je hebt eigenlijk iedereen al afgekondigd, Mo. Dankjewel daarvoor.
Ik hoop dat ik niemand vergeet, maar...
Nee, volgens mij niet. Volgens mij kunnen we gewoon al musicerend de uitzending uit. Dus lieve luisteraars, bedankt voor het luisteren. En heb een hele fijne avond.